So the 49ers are here tomorrow night, and they are undefeated. They've got it going on. John Lynch, their general manager, has done a terrific job of turning around a program that was just getting beat on unmercifully for several years in the NFC West. They drafted 5 first-rounders on the defensive side of the football. They've added Jimmy Garoppolo. They are the surprise team this year in the National Football League. And for the Cardinals, I think tomorrow night's a terrific opportunity. It really is. This is their one prime time game. I don't see any games in December being flexed out. So this is a chance to nationally show what you're all about. After the loss at New Orleans, turn the page. Try to win tomorrow night's game at home. Give the 49ers their first loss. Go into the bye week. Heal up. Feel pretty good about things. Simple message to send out there. And while the 49ers have just rolled, I mean, they destroyed Carolina on Sunday. It's not like you look at them and say, man, they are the class of the NFC or the class of the NFL. I don't see that, but I do see a very good football team looking forward to tomorrow night's game. So I understand what the University of Arizona, the U of A, they don't want to be U of A anymore. They want to be U Arizona because of search engines on Google's. I'd rather them be able to stop people on the defensive side of the football. And to that end, Chuck Cecil took over as a defensive coordinator earlier this week. They're 119 out of 130 in terms of defense. They have been putrid for a long, long time on that side of the football. There's no sugarcoating it. They've got to win 2 of their final 4 just to become bowl eligible. So Oregon State this week, that's when you have to win. They have Utah, Oregon, and ASU. So I've said through the years, and this doesn't sit well with a lot of ASU fans, tough. ASU, U of A needs to mean something. So I guess this year it could be you could keep the U of A out of a bowl game. But the way I'm looking at Arizona State, look, unless you guys figure it out in a hurry, it's going to be nothing more than we're going to El Paso again. The way the bowl structure is in the Pac-12, and with what's happened to ASU the last couple of weeks, the damaging loss in particular against UCLA, I really don't see a way unless they go through the rest of the season without losing. They have USC here. They have Oregon here. They go to Oregon State. They have the U of A. On paper, you look at it and say, you know what? 3 of those 4 games, they should win. But it probably still just puts them back in the rotation of El Paso and Las Vegas. And that's not moving the program forward, in my opinion, when it comes to bowl season. To me, 2 weeks ago, I'm talking to people in San Diego and the Holiday Bowl is looking at an ASU-Michigan matchup. That is moving the needle and moving forward. I don't want to go to San Diego every year either. I'd rather see this team, I don't know, aim for Pasadena or something different than El Paso and Vegas and San Diego. So there's progress that's been made, I think, with ASU in terms of recruiting and all that and buzz, but buzz got to equate to wins. You know, enough of the talk and saying, look at how great we are, when it's just the same old routine by the end of the season. That's why it's crucial they do something here in these final 4 weeks. On the calendar. Yesterday, the story about NCAA allowing athletes to get paid, first of all, that's going to end up in a lot of courtrooms. Second of all, if Jaden Daniels wants to get his hair cut every Tuesday night in Tempe, and said barbershop owner says to Jaden Daniels, hey, come on down here, I will pay you, because people will want to come see you get your hair cut. They'll want to sit in your chair. Heck, they may even want to grab some of your hair that's on the floor. I don't know. But I do know that it's going to become down to that point where there's going to be restaurants and auto dealers. They're going to say, I want this player to show up and I'm going to be able to funnel money to them. The downside is if you're in the athletic department, you're trying to raise funds, why would people go to the athletic department anymore? They're just going to go directly to the player that they think can drive people to their business. So they're opening up a huge box here. So what do you do with the player who has used his image and in name, and he's being paid at a college because they're selling his jersey? And that player's there for, let's just say, 3 years. And he decides, I'm transferring. I have my degree. I'm going to go elsewhere. And he goes to another school, and they are paying him for his image, his name, his jersey sales, and all of that. Can you double dip? Who's going to prevent you from not being able to double dip? What, do you put the first 3 years into a 401k and then you touch it when it's gone? How does this all get solved and settled? Because I think there's going to be some really interesting stories that come out and people trying to prevent players from getting paid. And that's why this is going to end up in a lot of courtrooms. It's about time something happened. I'm just saying it's not as easy as, yep, we're going to do this and here you go. Hey, have yourself a great Wednesday.